Still no response from President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. To House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking him in a letter not to come to Congress later this month to deliver the State of the Union address if the government remains partially shut down. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer agrees.
If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
Now, the House Republican leader says what Pelosi asked is unbecoming of a speaker. She cites security concerns with the Secret Service and Homeland Security affected by the shutdown, but Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says safety is not compromised, and they're fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union. President Trump's lawyer has raised eyebrows with something he said amid the Russia meddling investigations. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, making a surprising admission to CNN's Chris Cuomo regarding the allegation of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
I have no idea if I have not. I said the president of the United States.
On Twitter and in public statements, President Trump has used the phrase no collusion dozens of times and also denied that his campaign was involved with the Russian government. No comment from the White House regarding Giuliani's apparent contradiction. Dave?
And John, months after getting a tip, a man in Georgia had become radicalized. He's been arrested.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity in the Washington, D.C. area by using explosive devices, including an improvised explosive device, an anti-tank rocket.
U.S. Attorney B.J. Peck says the weapons Hasher Taheb thought he bought were inert, wouldn't work, and the 21-year-old got them from undercover agents who made the arrest. Shots fired at an IHOP in Huntsville, Alabama last night. Police say a customer got into an argument with an employee, left the restaurant, then came back with a gun. One worker was killed, and that customer was also shot and killed. Police didn't say by who. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Kirsten Gillibrand, Julian Castro, Tulsi Gabbard, Elizabeth Warren. They're all Democrats who announced they are or will be running for president, and a few dozen others are considering it. And while 2019, the race actually started a year and a half ago, when former Congressman John Delaney became the first Democratic candidate.
America's election headquarters.
Why so early? On the Fox News Rundown podcast, Delaney says it was to get his name out there.
I introduce myself to voters, and I have an incredibly important kind of opportunity to listen to them.
He's been to the first caucus state, Iowa, more than 20 times. He admits, like President Trump, he was a businessman first, but says he couldn't be president
if I had not served in the Congress of the United States. You know, I think one of the many shortfalls of this current president is he didn't understand how our government works.
Delaney says his first job pushed bipartisanship. He also sees himself as more moderate, which separates him from other Democrats. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There's an NBA game today in London, the New York Knicks against the Washington Wizards, but one Nick didn't make the trip. Enes Kanter says he fears for his life going overseas because he's a wanted man.
Turkish prosecutors have called for New York Knicks center Enes Kanter to be extradited from the U.S., accusing the native of Turkey of being a member of a terror organization. Kanter has been an outspoken critic of Turkish President Recep Erdogan and had been accused of supporting Fethullah Gulen, a U.S.-based Muslim cleric whom the Turkish government has accused of carrying out a failed military coup against Erdogan. Kanter took to Twitter saying the Turkish government has no evidence against him, adding he doesn't even have a parking ticket in the U.S. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, Kanter says the only thing he terrorizes is the rim of the basket. The Wall Street Journal reports the Chinese tech company Huawei may be indicted for stealing secrets from T-Mobile and other U.S. businesses. On Wall Street, stocks could fall. Dow futures down about 100 before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
All right, we have your local news now, and it's brought to you
by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call Tim Culver and his crew at 5865. You can see their Facebook page or visit ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 5 years in prison is the sentence in a local drug case. 22-year-old Alberto Torres Hernandez of Champaign pleaded guilty to delivery of about 14.6 grams of meth in connection to a police raid on a house. The drugs were found in a Duncan Road home during a search last year. As the federal government shutdown continues, the number of TSA agents not showing up to work at airports is growing, and we're hearing more about the reason why TSA agents are not being paid during the shutdown. Several airports are reporting longer lines at airport checkpoints because there are fewer TSA agents showing up to work. On Wednesday, the TSA said, quote, many employees are reporting they are not able to report to work due to financial limitations. A TSA spokesman said they assume it's for reasons like gas and childcare costs. If you're flying, you should give yourself extra time to get through security. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. We've got our forecast now, and it's brought to you by CMI. They can help you with this wet stuff with their ice melt that they have in store on Bloomington Road in Champaign. As you get superior products for the equipment, cleaning, dry vacuums, wet vacuums, sweepers, scrubbers, any kind of chemicals you need, their current and future customers rave about CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated and all their terrific service. 359-6262 or CMIclean.com. Well, a winter weather advisory is with us until 9 o'clock this morning. Today's high 36, 24 our low tonight. Very slushy with the freezing rain and snow before noon today. Clouds into the evening with a low 24 tonight. Up to 32 with some clouds tomorrow, down to 27. That's when the precipitation begins. Snow after midnight and throughout the day on Saturday. Depending on where you are, north and east portions of our listening area going to be affected more with more accumulation on Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5. So thanks for making us part of your day today. Of course, the Asian tour is what Stevie J is experiencing. And Kosumi Island is, I believe, how you say this, as Stevie J is experiencing that right now.
Good morning, Diane. We are in Koh Samui Island. This is in Thailand. It's an island south of Bangkok, and we just got off the ship. It's called Tendrine, where you have to ride a little lifeboat. It's 150 people lifeboat, but we rode on into the port, and there we were feeling like celebrities at the Academy Awards. Everybody trying to get us to take their taxi. It was amazing. Christian said we should have had a Sharpie and signed their laminated tour guards, because, I mean, it was everybody reaching for us. It felt like a celebrity. So we walked through, got information about how today we could ride an elephant. Here in Koh Samui Island, we found an elephant tour. It's called the Safari. We found this park. We got on our elephant. We fed elephants bananas. We got pictures with the elephants. Christian and Benjamin got to ride on the head of the elephant and lead it. Amazing experience. And the prices in Thailand make you want to come back. I mean, it's amazing affordability in this country. It was so affordable in Bangkok, and Koh Samui appears to be the same thing. But what an experience to get hang with elephants. And incredibly unique. Then we saw them actually take a basketball and put it in a basketball hoop here in the middle of the South China Sea, or wherever we are now. I think it's still South China Sea. And we saw an elephant do a kickball where they rolled the, it could have been a 40-yard field goal as far as that elephant kicked the ball. And they showed us how they made coconuts, how they trained the monkeys to go to the top of the coconut trees, the palm trees, and knock off coconuts. They say one monkey can knock down 1,000 coconuts a day. And then we sipped on a little coconut juice, had a little bit of the shavings. Just a really culturally rich morning here on this island near Bangkok, Thailand. So We are going to check in again a little bit later. We're in our van. We're headed towards shopping. Shopping here is extraordinarily affordable. Nathaniel and Benjamin and Christian bought these beautiful button-down shirts yesterday that have, you know, elephants on one and Thailand with palm trees on another. I think the total cost were $5.85 each. So the prices are just really low. This is probably the best pricing we've seen. China was pretty low, but I think Thailand could be lower. So it's been quite a shopping experience, having fun along the way doing that. So on our ride over to a beach town on the other side of Koh Samui, if you look at that on Google Image, you'll see it's a pretty small island. We'll go do that, and then back to the ship port area. We're off pretty early today. We have to be on the last tender aboard our ship at 4 p.m., meaning the ship will leave shortly thereafter, and then we're headed to Singapore, where we'll spend a day and fly home Monday. We understand a lot of snow coming your way. We also understand the Illini. We tracked it via data. We saw the Illini beat Minnesota. Excited about that. Looking forward to hopefully Cardinal Caravan tomorrow. Everybody's a little concerned, I know, about the weather, but Jose Martinez headlining that. Longte, the host, in my absence. Looking forward to having all of you be at the Cardinal Caravan noon Friday at the iHotel. Okay, we'll sign off for now, but we'll come back in just a little bit and tell you a little more about our experience here on our Grand Asia trip. We have a wonderful group with us this time, and we are enjoying the heck out of this thing. Very, very, very unique. One of the most unique trips we've ever taken. You can always check where we're going. Just go to steviejtravel.com, steviejtravel.com. We've got one-day trips. We got a cruise to Alaska coming up with Mary Beth we're excited about. That'll be in June. And then our Rhine River is almost sold out for September, October. That'll be just a week in Germany. We're excited about that. Janet and I will host that. All right, we'll talk soon live from Koh Samui Island. By the way, Janet picked up on this. If you ever see Meet the Parents, Robert De Niro talks Thai, and in that he says Koh Samui. That's the only movie we know of that Koh Samui is actually mentioned. But here we are. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, Diane. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J in Koh Samui Island near Bangkok, Thailand.
All right, we're going to switch gears now. Thanks, Stevie J, as Alana Raitley joins me on the phone line here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
All right, ESPN 93.5 with a little political nugget here. How are you feeling about this partial government shutdown?
Well, I think sometimes I wonder if Trump is trying to prove a point that some of these people in the positions are not necessarily necessary, like that we could function on a smaller government. So that's a question of mine, too, because people, unless they're directly affected, there are 800,000 employees that are directly affected. You know, if you're not one of those, if you ask a person how they're directly affected, they're having a hard time answering that question.
Right. Alana, what do you think about the State of the Union address? I know there's been some pushback from Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I think that's a great opportunity for Trump to sway the public in his favor, and I think that's what Nancy's afraid of. You know, she proposed postponing it due to security reasons, which really aren't warranted. You know, a couple of years ago, our Homeland Security director said that, you know, you need to have Secret Service, a certain number of security personnel, that kind of thing. And those people are affected in the shutdown. So that's Nancy's argument, that those people are needed and they're part of the shutdown. But the Department of Homeland Security came back and said, you know what, no, we're fine. We have plenty of security. So that kind of negates that argument. If I were Trump, I would definitely use this as an opportunity to get his point across, sway public opinion. And, you know, you're going to have plenty of Democrats who are going to protest or maybe not show up and protest. So if it were me, I'd be filling those seats with victims of illegal immigration and really pushing home that point.
We really appreciate you appearing on the show this morning. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. I'm trying to stay true to Stevie's formula and getting a political analyst on every once in a while here on ESPN 93.5. Yes. The Illini win. Unbelievable. It was so cool to see that win last night, especially with that 95-68 margin. And at one point, what was it, like 36 points or something that we were leading? A great game. Iudisunumu's birthday is today. He had 23 points to lead the team, 15 before the first half. So a great game from Io. And we're gearing up for Iowa next. So we'll play number 23, Iowa, on Sunday. We have tickets to give away here on ESPN 93.5 for that. Iowa, number 23 in the nation, beat Penn State yesterday. That final was 89-82. Luke Garza led Iowa's Hawkeyes with 23 points. We have Illinois women in action against Nebraska at 7 o'clock tonight. I hope the weather holds out so our fans can get out there at the State Farm Center. We are 1-4 in the Big Ten, 9-7 overall. Nebraska 2-3 in the Big Ten, 7-9 overall, and tied for 7th in the Big Ten. So get on out there, support our Illini women, keep that mo going after that victory over the Golden Gophers yesterday. Go Illini! We had an upset yesterday in top 25 basketball with Texas Tech beating Iowa State 68-64. Iowa State beat number 8 Texas Tech, 68-64. And I saw Bruce Weber on the TV yesterday with Kansas State thumping number 20 Oklahoma 74-61. Tonight in Big Ten basketball on the men's side, Nebraska and number 6 Michigan State. NBA action will have the Indiana Pacers hosting Philadelphia, and at Denver, our Chicago Bulls will be visiting. NHL action tonight has the Blues at Boston to take on the Bruins. Blackhawks side, we have the New York Rangers hosting our Blackhawks. Of course, we've got the NFL with the L.A. Rams and New Orleans Saints, both 13-3 on the season as the earlier game on Sunday. The later game will be the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. That does it for sports. Again, so happy about our win. I had a chance to visit a little bit with Tom Ackerman. He's the broadcaster for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's talking about our Cardinal Caravan. I'll play a little bit of that right now.
Oh, Tom!
Hey!
So, yeah. Let's get our game face on. It's Cardinal Caravan time at the iHotel and Conference Center. For those who have never been to such a thing, what is it, Tom?
Well, the Cardinals Caravan is absolutely one of the best ways to visit with the Cardinals players. We actually bring the players to the fans, and we go all over Cardinals Nation. So it covers numerous states, and in Illinois, Champaign has been a staple for us. There's no question about it, and we'll be there at noon on Friday at the iHotel and Conference Center, as you mentioned. And I've done the Champaign trip before, and I remember it being the first stop and I think that I ever made on the Cardinals Caravan. And I think that was in 2014 when I started doing them. And it was just awesome. I mean, we had such a good time. We visited with everybody. It was a great way to get it started. We bring players with us. We bring alumni with us. We let you ask questions of them. And, yes, there are autographs for the kids. Now, you get those kids out of school and get them over there. So it starts at noon. And the first 400 children, 15 and under, through the door get a free autograph ticket. So I try to show up a little bit before noon to make sure that you get one. And what that does is the kid gets an autograph from each person on the table. So we're going to have Jose Martinez. I really got lucky with this, Diane. I got one of the best groups ever. So Jose Martinez, who's just a great person, he is an outfielder, first baseman from Venezuela. Love Jose. John Brebbia, who's just a character, a good man. He's one of the best relievers on the team. John Gant, versatile pitcher. I was with him last year. This is actually my third straight time with Jose also. I was with John Gant last year. He's great. Lane Thomas, up-and-coming young outfielder for this organization. And then I have two alumni who do as much talking as I do. Al Roboski, who's been a staple on TV and radio for years, and then Benji Molina, who's one of the Spanish-speaking broadcasters for the Cardinals, and Yadi's older brother, who played in the big leagues. So
this is going to be awesome. And again, it's happening at the iHotel on Friday at noon. We've got your Fox Business Minute to get to, brought to you by Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust in 2019. ESPN 93.5 at 720.
From the Fox Business Network, big bank Morgan Stanley is reporting a disappointing quarter. The money it made from selling stock and trading did not change from a year ago, and some of its business actually declined. Morgan Stanley shares were higher before the market opened until its earnings were released and the stock turned sharply lower. Signet Jewelers is predicting this will be a disappointing quarter after slower holiday sales. Signet owns the K, Jared, and Sterling Jewelers businesses. The company says it was not able to get enough customers into its stores in key weeks in December. For the first time, an iconic British sports car will also be made in China. The Lotus, driven by Roger Moore as James Bond in 1977's The Spy Who Loved Me, is getting a new factory in China. China-based Geely owns more than half of the brand. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least five devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Blue.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't sting. Available at retailers nationwide.
All right, thanks for taking us along. ESPN 93.5. Been a little thrown off because of some technical stuff that's happening. I'm sure it's due to the weather. So we'll make it happen, though. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J touring Asia. Yeah, the weather is definitely tricky. Emily, have you been out in the elements yet this morning?
Not yet. Yesterday was pretty fun, though.
And I'm hearing we're bracing for impact with, you know, possibly up to 8 inches in our area on Saturday. Some folks have been using the word blustery and blizzard. Do not like either one of those words. You know, I know that you work with horses as the executive director of Hope Lives Rescue Ranch. Let's talk about what that is.
We offer mentoring sessions for at-risk youth in our area. We're located around Monticello. And so they come and ride with us from May through September to learn a little bit about leadership skills and building some self-confidence.
There's nothing like working with an animal like a horse. So majestic. And I see that, you know, May through September is kind of the riding season. What happens now in the dead of winter?
Right now we're working on our fundraising and we're keeping the horses in shape for the riding season.
Very good. So let's find out more. If you know a kid who's interested in getting involved as an at-risk youth with the Hope Lives Rescue Ranch and working with horses, what does one do to reach out?
So on our website we have a student application form. We have all of the parents fill those out for their kids, and then we'll find a good leader and horse match for where the student is. And then we get them signed up for once-a-week sessions for a seven-week segment.
It sounds wonderful. There's always a lot of great things happening in Piatt County. They have a great rodeo and things like that in that Monticello area. I'm so glad you reached out to us here at ESPN 93.5. If someone wants to back this financially with the donations, the website is hopelivesrescueranch.org.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Emily, I really appreciate you coming on the air with us and letting us know about your organization. It sounds really cool. I wish you all the best in 2019.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Emily Reichman, again, Hope livesranchrescue.org. Stevie J's been filing these reports, and we have one from Koh Samui Island as he does his tour of Asia with Stevie J Travel.
Well, hello again, Diane. We are in Koh Samui Island. This is in Thailand. We're south of Bangkok, and I'm happy to talk a little bit more about this beautiful island. It is south of Bangkok, probably, I can't decide how far it is. I really haven't looked at a map, but it'd be a short 45-minute flight. I actually think it'd be a short, I saw a ferry at the dock where we came in, so perhaps it's not a real long trip from Bangkok to Koh Samui. Anyway, it's a beautiful place, shopping galore. I mean, folks, you like shopping, you like shopping for bargains. Since we just rode elephants, as I mentioned the last time, we took a little 15-minute elephant ride, and I've read all the stuff about how elephants are treated. These elephants where we were, boy, we fed them a lot of bananas. I mean, if you've ever fed any wild animal, you know, you're always a little apprehensive, but the elephant would reach its trunk out and essentially take the banana. Of course, they don't peel it, and shove it in their mouth. And we gave the bananas, gosh, I don't know how many bananas we fed the elephants, but dozens of them. Of course, that's an extra upsell, but whatever. It wasn't much. It was like $5 for a basket of bananas. So it's just so inexpensive in Thailand. That's one of the absolute observations. It's very, very cost-friendly to Americans or anyone else traveling here. Now, normal hotels are high. If you're going to stay at a Sheraton, then the price is extremely high, $400 or $500 a night. But, boy, as far as shopping here in Koh Samui, it's very, very friendly, and a lot of people are buying a lot of things. Since we did take an elephant ride, by the way, back to the original point, they were treated wonderfully where we were. We even saw, you know, a number of people get on, but they only put two on per ride. It's a short ride. They stopped in the river. They sprayed each other. We got sprayed by an elephant spray with their trunk. Very fun. It's warm here. I know the weather in Champaign Urbana has been very challenging and more challenges ahead, but it's 85 degrees here on the island. Very, very humid. So we're about to go across the island and then back near the port where we get a tender, which is a small ship, a little small boat that takes us back to the big ship. And then off we go to Singapore as we wind down this Grand Asia tour. So, again, quite the cultural diversity on this trip. Amazing trip through Asia. Started in Shanghai, up to Nagasaki, Japan, to Busan, South Korea, then to Hong Kong, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Bangkok yesterday, Koh Samui Island today, and then on to Singapore, where we'll spend the night, have a day to take a look at that small island nation, about 270 square miles is all that is, 20 by 25 or so, less than that, 20 by 25, 15, 20 by 20, yeah, a little less than that. Anyway, it's a small place, but extraordinarily impressive. Nathaniel was there a year and a half ago, and we're excited to see it. Very clean city, but a city where you don't want to goof around and break any laws because they're very strict. So anyway, that'll be in a few days. We'll be able to report a little on that. And then we fly home Monday, and we're hoping, of course, with all kinds of things going on with the weather, that we can get into Chicago Monday evening. I'll be on the radio back in the studio at the Pines in Urbana on Tuesday morning, God willing. So, all right, live from Koh Samui Island, it's south of Bangkok, Thailand, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. We'll check in just a bit, Diane.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Just have to play some more Illini music. That win over Minnesota yesterday, 95-68. Good stuff. As we say, go Illini. And we got a little Mo as we face number 23, Iowa, on Sunday. Iowa beat Penn State 89-82 yesterday. So they got a little Mo going on, too. We're going to join our Fox News now.
In its 27th day.
What do we want?
Pay.
When do we want it?
Now.
TSA workers on the job without pay rally at the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas airport. Around the country, some have been calling out sick, and this is a busier than normal travel weekend coming up with the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday Monday. More FAA and IRS workers are being called back to work unpaid for now. It's believed that a North Korean official He's on his way to the United States.
Kim Yong-chol has been spotted at an airport in Beijing, reportedly boarding a flight bound for Washington. And there's speculation he's heading to the U.S. to hold talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tomorrow about a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Neither the U.S. nor North Korea have announced any meetings. The U.S. has been pushing North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The executive director of the Willard Airport is leaving for a new job in northeastern Tennessee. Gene Cossey's last day at Willard will be February 15th. He'll then become the leader of the Tri-Cities Airport, which serves about 500,000 people. The University of Illinois owns Willard Airport. Cossey has been at Willard for a little over 3 years. He'll start the new job a week after his last day here. Tri-Cities Airport offers nonstops to several hubs. A Champaign man gets 2 years of second-chance probation for making false threats about shooting up the Illini Union after being kicked out of a campus bar last year. 22-year-old Spencer Lane pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. It happened on April 4th. He had been thrown out of a bar for allegedly pushing a woman. Police said while on the way to jail, he made comments to the officer driving him that there would be a school shooting and made specific reference to the Illini Union. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Are you a difference maker? By difference maker, I mean a good difference maker as opposed to making a difference for worse. Coaches look for a difference maker. Managers, companies, generals, almost everyone is looking for someone on the team to be a difference maker. John Maxwell has a good book about the topic. He says that an attitude can help make a difference, but by itself it may not. Difference makers ask good questions and listen to answers. They take ownership of issues and problems instead of laying blame. They look for positive change instead of fighting change, because waiting for ideal conditions is rarely an option. So, what about it? Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. I'll say that again. Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we're working to make a positive difference for you. Let's work together to make the world a better place. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Hey, guys, the carry-in lunch is next week. Sign-up sheets outside my door. Bring some goodies, okay?
Hey, Bob, I was just going to bring some wings and poppers from Rosati's. Is that okay?
Sure, Jerry.
Hey, Bob, I was thinking calzones from Rosati's. Is that okay?
That'd be fine, Clara.
Hey, Bob, a scale's up front. We're just going to bring some salads and pastas from Rosati's.
Is that okay? Sure, ladies, that'd be fine.
Hey, Bob, you might want to just go ahead and cater it.
Rosati's Pizza, more than just pizza, with catering available for big groups or small. See the full menu at myrosatis.com.
Your weather forecast now, and it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. Pick up someone's day today with a nice bouquet from Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Kern Cunningham in Urbana and The Crossing in Champaign. High 36, a winter weather advisory going until 9 this morning. We've got some rain, snow, freezing rain all before noon, and then a slight chance of rain between noon and 3. As far as accumulation, less than a half inch could come our way. Low 24 into the evening tonight. Clouds tomorrow with a high 32, low 27. A 90% chance of precipitation after midnight Friday night. And throughout the day on Saturday, high 29, low 13, turning blustery and getting very cold. On Sunday, high 16, low 2, with partly cloudy conditions. Light rain, fog, mist, freezing rain. Temperatures at 33 now. The weather conditions could be tricky on your commute to work or school, so make sure you take note of that and give yourself some extra time this morning. And think safety. ESPN 93.5 on the Asian Tour, it's Stevie J.
Well, as we wind up our day here in Koh Samui Island, Bangkok, we are kind of thinking about what we got done here. We took a tender in this morning, and the ship, the Princess Sapphire, took it very orderly. You had to get a tender ticket. That means you have to ride in a smaller vessel ashore because it's just not deep enough for the Sapphire Princess without rubbing bottom. So it's a good, I don't know, half mile, mile out offshore probably. Good 20-minute tender ride in. So we came in, and immediately, as I mentioned in an early report, Diane, it was probably the closest anybody could ever feel to being in the Academy Awards or a major newsmaker where everybody's screaming at you because there were dozens upon dozens of taxi drivers yelling for business with laminated cards showing tours, showing what they offered. And it was, I walked through, it was like a tunnel of people. Christian had the idea we'd get Sharpies and sign there, or at least get a video of it and pretend to sign with our finger like Dan Quayle did many years ago. Anyway, it was quite an experience to have a tunnel of people yelling at you what it must feel like to be a big newsmaker
for
somebody the press wants to talk to all the time. So we got into a nice air-conditioned van in Kosamui Island and took a ride to Safari Park where we had a 15-minute elephant ride and had interaction with the elephants, got pictures with the elephants, got to hug the elephants, got to feed the elephants bananas. And I thought the treatment was wonderful, the way they treated their animals. And it was really fun. The animals, they seemed happy, spraying water on each other, spraying water on us. It was very, very unusual. And Benjamin was the one that really wanted to do elephant rides. Are you happy with the elephant excursion today, bud?
I'm ecstatic. That was just something I'm going to remember forever, and I hope I can come back. The elephants are just so adorable, and it was so fun to get to ride on one's head, to be able to control it. They kind of showed me how to go forward, and it was just a really special experience to have with family. I'm really thankful I got to do it, and we got some great pictures and some great memories to take home, and also a nice wooden elephant to put on top of our piano. So yeah, we've had a great time.
We did find a wooden elephant that we did purchase because it, you know, gave us the memory we'll have on our piano at home of our trip to this island south of Bangkok, Thailand. I believe there's a ferry that goes into Bangkok from here, so we're already plotting how we can get back to Thailand. Bangkok was too busy yesterday. It was just too much traffic, too many people. This has more of a Caribbean feel, except the prices on stuff is off the charts. You can just buy anything for just about any price, and it's just refreshing. I mean, we had a lunch, Diane. We had, I don't know, lunch for all of us, enough food for all of us, and I think we paid $16.80 total all in. $16.80. And we're doing shopping here. I just bought a few things, including something for Diane Ducey. And it's just, it's so reasonable. You get so much for your U.S. dollar here. And there's a lot of competition, but it's not also panicky, and they don't chase you. It's just, here are the prices, and they'll negotiate a little bit, but they're just, it's just really fun when your money goes that far. So, again, Koh Samui, you'll look it up. As I mentioned earlier, it's mentioned in the movie, Meet the Parents, or Robert De Niro is secretly buying a honeymoon package for his daughter and her future husband. And he speaks Thai, and he's talking Koh Samui, and that's the first we'd ever heard it, and this is, here we are visiting. So lots of fun here today in this island nation. It's been island off of the nation of Thailand. It's now sunny. It was torrential rain, and of course, weeks ago you heard in the news how a tropical storm had hit here. We have not been able to notice any remnants of that whatsoever. I can't tell. It's wet here today because it's been raining, but otherwise not bad at all. All right, that's going to wrap it up for now from Koh Samui Island. The next time we talk will be Monday when I'll be in Singapore. And that's about as far away as I can get from the studio. But the way the international dateline works, I'll be talking to you Monday from Singapore and Tuesday at the Pines in Urbana. We'll come all the way home because we'll get back all the hours we gave up, the 14, 15 hours we gave up coming over here. We'll gain it back. So we'll be leaving Singapore 10 in the morning and be in Chicago at 7 the same day. Pretty amazing. Then we'll drive back, God willing, and weather dependent. Hopefully the weather will hold for us so we can get home. On behalf of all of us here on this trip, we certainly appreciate you listening. And go Illini. We know all about their victory. We were tracking it on our phones. We bought data today. You can buy data on the Verizon International plan for like 10 bucks a day, which is all you can use for 24 hours. It's pretty darn good, including voice calls, too. All right, Diane, that'll wrap it up. Live from the streets of Koh Samui Island in Bangkok, near Bangkok, Thailand, I'm Stevie J on ESPN 93.5. Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
ESPN 93.5, Go Illini is right. What a win yesterday over Minnesota with the final 95-68. Io's birthday today, quite a gift to him. I know Georgie said that kind of motivated him to work even harder. And boy, he had a great day rebounding, which is exactly what we needed. All right, I have the Take Me Out to the Ball Game music going as I visited with Tom Ackerman of KMOX, the sports director there, about the Cardinal Caravan coming our way and all the cool giveaways they have. Raffle tickets will be sold by Illini Land FCA, and these giveaways are something else. The Cardinal staff does such a great job.
Yeah, they'll have a lot of that, too. You know, a lot of stuff for the parents and kids to get. And, you know, it's a great event. I mean, it's just a celebration of baseball and a great way to kick off the season. And that's the thing. You know, I've been saying this for a while about the Cardinals Caravan. Other than spring training, which not everybody is able to get to, it's the closest access you have to the players. I really believe that. And it's actually better than spring training in some ways because in spring training they're working. You know, they have a job to do. They're going from field to field, and they're getting ready for the season, and they have games to play. The caravan, they're there for you. I mean, the only reason they go on this is to visit with fans. So this is your opportunity and really their opportunity. And having been with the guys on these trips before, they really enjoy it. I mean, we get on the bus. And this trip, Champaign will be the first stop, but then we go to Peoria for a private event Friday night, and then we're there in Peoria Saturday, and we have a Bloomington, Illinois stop on Saturday afternoon. But we talk on the bus about, hey, I met this kid, you know, that was wearing my jersey, or, you know, a player will say, or, you know, I had a great talk with a Cardinals fan who'd been around for many years, and, you know, so they love visiting with the fans, and they really look forward to seeing those big crowds. And, yeah, I'll get up there, and I'll say a few things about the guys as the MC, and then I'll conduct a Q&A with them, and we'll make sure that you get some good inside information about what it's like to be a big league ball player. And the Cardinals, I think, are going to be really good. That also gets into it because I think the fans this year have a little more of a feel for, you know, there's some urgency with this team mm-hmm. to be really good, and I think that you'll get that too.
Visiting with Tom Ackerman here on ESPN 93.5, our afternoon guy, Lon Tay, who's on from 4 to 6, will be helping out with that Q&A also. Stevie J's touring Asia right now. I don't know if you realize that, Tom.
Wow.
Typically, he's the guy that's kind of working the room and running around with the mic. But as you said, the Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel at noon is just a great more personal experience that the St. Louis Cardinals put forth for the fans. In case somebody's just learning about this and wants a few more details, is there a website?
Yeah, just go to cardinals.com/caravan, and you'll see all of the caravans are listed there, and it's presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and then you just scroll down, you'll see all the caravans. There are six of them. Four of them go out Friday, Saturday, and then two of them go out Sunday, Monday. We are caravan number four. So caravan four, you just scroll down, you'll see the info about where to find. You know what? Some people actually have gone to more than one, so they'll know that this particular group will be in Peoria the next day. They'll just go over to Peoria and do it twice. That's not that's been done. So it's a lot of fun. We really look forward to meeting with everybody, and it is like the start of the baseball season.
Exactly.
You know, in St. Louis, they have the Cardinals winter warm-up downtown. This is a chance for the Cardinals to come out to fans that can't make it into the city.
Once again, the guest list includes Jose Martinez, our first baseman, John Brebbia, am I saying that right?
That's right.
Okay, he's a pitcher, as is John Gant, and up-and-comer outfielder Lane Thomas. We'll find out more personal information about where they're from, and I just love the things that you add to the whole Cardinal Caravan, too. Tom Ackerman, as the sports director at KMOX, you do such a great job. Big fan.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. I really, for a long time, have been coming to Champaign, both as a part of this Cardinals caravan, but for years covering Illinois basketball. And I love it, man. It's such a great, great sports city. Really one of my favorites. And I'm a Big Ten guy myself, and I just love the Illini fans. They've always been great.
Sweet. And then Benji Molina to see Yachty's older brother and the Spanish-speaking broadcast. And, of course, Al Roboski, at the Mad Hungarian, and his input. It should be a great time.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I would put our caravan, not to be, I'm very competitive. I don't want to be too competitive here. But if I really look at these caravans, I think I might have gotten the best group. And I don't know, I feel like that every year. Maybe they're putting the best group with me on purpose. But this is a really good group. I mean, Benji Molina is a character. People will love him. Al, the Mad Hungarian, has been around forever. Everybody knows him. But these players are good. These four players will be a lot of fun to talk to, and I think you're going to have a good time with it.
As you mentioned, the festivities kick off at noon, doors open at 11, and you want to get the kids there 15 and under and their item that they can autograph. It's one per person, and we'll give them a card when they come in so they can come in groups and get in line and get things autographed after the program's over. Tom,
yeah,
Ackerman.
And the reason we do that, Diane, is just the high demand.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that, you know, we're going to have so many people, trying to get... so many people want autographs, so we do it for the kids, and it's kids 15 and under, and the parents can, you know, step back and take a picture of their kid going through. I mean, we don't want to slow the lineup, of course. We want everyone to get through there and be able to not stay there all day. They want to get their autograph, but it's really a cool opportunity to say hi to the players, get that autograph, get a smile. And then this is how the Cardinals have built fans through the years. You know, the kids will watch or listen to a game, they'll see Jose Martinez and say, yeah, I met him. I mean, I talked to him, and here's the autograph. Here's my experience. I met John Brebbia, you know, when he ends up closing a game or two for the Cardinals early in the year and in a big moment, because he will be one of those closer candidates. You know, that's a really great thing for kids. They do not ever forget that, a visit with a player.
Sweet. I'm so pumped up. Friday at noon, iHotel and Conference Center. Tom Ackerman, high fives through the mic, and go Cardinals on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan, presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J touring Asia, the folks with Stevie J Travel and all the stops, riding elephants. Wow, good stuff. I love hearing those reports from Stevie. And I love that he got to watch our Illini beat Minnesota in a big way. First Big Ten win of the season. Go Illini, 95-68 over Minnesota. I loved that Io got 23 points, and his birthday is today. Georgie said that was motivating him. He wanted a birthday gift for Io. Georgie with 20 points and 8 rebounds. We were really on it when it came to the rebounds, and that's exactly what we needed to do. Hopefully we'll have the same stuff when we come into Iowa at noon on Sunday. Number 23, Iowa beat Penn State yesterday, 89-82. I'm sure they'll be watching tape of that game with Luke Garza, a guy that we need to shut down. He had 23 last night. Illinois women playing Nebraska tonight at 7. If you want to head on out to the State Farm Center and root on our Illini, we are 1-4 in the Big Ten, 9-7 overall. Nancy Faye does a great job with our Illini women's basketball team. And Nebraska is 2-3 on the season, 7-9 overall. 7 o'clock tonight, as we say, go Illini to the women's basketball team. Tonight also on Big Ten action, Nebraska is playing number 6, Michigan State. We also had an upset with Iowa State over number 8, Texas Tech, 68-64 yesterday. And number 20, Oklahoma, was beat by Kansas State, Bruce Weber's team, 74-68. Also trending in college football news, I saw that Jalen Hurst is leaving Alabama for Oklahoma. NFL action this weekend. We'll have the LA Rams and New Orleans Saints in that first game Sunday, then New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not sure who you got going into the Super Bowl coming in February, but good stuff. If you want to watch NBA action tonight, the Pacers are hosting Philadelphia, and at Denver, we've got our Chicago Bulls on ice. St. Louis Blues are at Boston to take on the Bruins, and the Blackhawks and New York Rangers will be going at it. ESPN 93.5, we've got your weather to get to shortly.
Blue, emu,
not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
The top four offenses in the NFL have found their way to the conference championship games and has everybody learning a new lesson. My problem with this proposition, this game changes every year. We're taught a new lesson about how to win in the NFL. You could use that same line, this game has changed. A year ago, three of the four teams in the AFC and NFC championship games were built around dominant defense, the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Jaguars. All four of your conference championship teams a year ago were in the top five in defense. Add the Patriots in, and you've got four of your five top defenses in the NFL. The game sure changes fast. In fact, I think that's the lesson. The game sure changes fast.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under five dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
missionmatch.org.
ESPN 93.5, kind of tricky on the travel. We've got your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign. This week, talking with Craig Fanning about what a great dealership they have. I know they had that Honda President's Award that they won as a winning dealership inside the last few years. Service before, during, and after the sale is something that Craig and I discussed. I know Ben Quattrone was at a seminar to increase his skills as an owner of the dealership Honda BMW of Champaign, a wide selection of new and used vehicles. If you've been frustrated with the way your vehicle's handling in these weather conditions, maybe it's time to upgrade. Yeah, drivechampaign.com if you'd like to check out some of their selection and deals that they have at Neil and Burwash in Savoy, right over by the Thornton's gas station. All right, as we take a look at our forecast, winter weather advisory for about another hour or so with these really slushy conditions, the freezing rain, the drizzle in our area, all happening before noon. and then possibly some light snow. If we have any daytime accumulation, it's less than a half an inch. Today's high 36, 24, our low with some clouds tonight. Mostly cloudy coming into Friday's forecast. We should be fine for that Cardinal Caravan. It's happening at the I Hotel at noon tomorrow. High 32, 27, our low Friday night. The chance of precipitation comes our way after midnight and throughout the day on Saturday. That's when we're looking in our area for 3 to 5 inches. They're saying 8 to 10 could happen in Ford and Iroquois County in our listening area. To the north and east could get hit a little harder. Blustery on Saturday night and coming into Sunday, the high 15, low 2. It could be below zero as we head into Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Fox News to get to. Again, everybody's buzzing about the Illini. I just can't get enough of playing this Illini fight song as Minnesota went down yesterday, and that final was 95-68. A great gift for Io on his birthday today. I was hearing Georgie talk about that. So it is a 7:57. We'll break for the news shortly on ESPN 93.5.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with AFC.